Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this episode we are going to talk about compound interest and the rule of 72. All right, compound interest and the rule of 72. Okay, so compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, according to the late, great Albert Einstein. Why is it the eighth wonder of the world? Because it is such a powerful, powerful force in the universe that very few people really understand. And when it comes to money and, you know, implanting and growing your own money tree, it is an extremely important principle to grasp. Okay, it's really important. And you may have heard about it in school where they taught simple interest and compound interest, but unfortunately in school, they don't really teach you about the application of those things when it comes to money, okay? Because for most part, teachers don't really understand money. They've never been taught. And so that's why money is not taught in schools, okay? So compound interest, incidentally, mathematics is sometimes important in real life, okay? And here is an example. Compound interest, when you understand this concept, investing for you is going to be simple. You're going to understand the true power of doing nothing when you invest. I know it seems crazy, but once you make a good investment, the true power of money making is in the waiting, is in actually doing nothing. I think I've made more money doing nothing than doing something. Okay, once you actually make an investment, you then do nothing and let compound interest do the work for you. Okay, there are people that day trade, that swing trade, that try and time the market. I'm talking about long-term wealth creation where your money makes money. Okay. And this is what I've personally done in my investing career to create, financial freedom, independence, and watch our portfolio grow to beyond $1 million, okay? So compound interest is really important. So how does compound interest work? What is it? In its most basic form, it's where your interest from the previous year is earning interest in the current year. So for example, if I was to invest $100,000, and over the course of a year, it was going to give me a 10% return. Okay, so for example, I invest in stocks. You have $100,000. In a year's time, it's worth $110,000, right? So the gain or the interest gained for that period is 10% or $10,000. Now the following year, okay, let's say it grew by 10% again, all right? It's not 10% on $100,000, it's 10% on $110,000, okay, which is $11,000. So you're gaining an extra $1,000 extra because you're earning interest upon your interest. And that has a powerful effect when it's done not only just in 1 year, but many, many years over and over again. So I'll give you an example of the power of compound interest, all right? If you invest, this is where small money really does matter. And that's why I'm such a big fan of side hustles, having your active main job income, bringing you enough to cover your lifestyle costs and living costs, and then a side hustle income to produce for you perhaps just $500 a week. Compound interest is so powerful that it can take $500 a week if invested into perhaps an exchange traded fund or a portfolio or blue chip stocks. You can do it in property, but for $500 a week, you can't get started in property for that amount unless you're buying REITs, which we'll do on another episode. I'll explain to you what REITs are. But let's say you take $500 a week and you simply put it into shares that are going to produce, let's say 9% a year, because that's what the Australian stock market and American stock market, the S&P 500 has produced historically, say 9% a year. So what does $500 per week do over 18 years? Over 18 years of doing that, you putting $500 away, it'll compound that. Yes, there's an amount you're putting in for sure. Okay, so over 18 years, you're putting in, you know, $500 a week is about $25,000 a year. You're putting in, you know, a good few hundred thousand dollars for sure. Okay, but over that, the course of 18 years, you know, a large part of that, almost half, a large percentage
of your money is created from the money itself compounding. So in 18 years of doing that, you actually have $1 million, all right? $1 million. And some of that is contribution from you, and then some is contribution from the money making money, okay? If you were to put $1,000 away every single week at 9%, it would take you 12 years to create that into $1 million, okay? Now, of course, that is a lot of your money going in, and there's some interest that's being created. But here's where it gets really powerful. If you were to do $500 a week every week for 30 years at 9% interest rate or 9% return in that investment every single year for 30 years, you would have over $3 million, okay, created. And most of that money is created from the money itself, not from your contributions, okay? If we took $1,000 a week at 9% return and you put that in, you left it for 30 years, you would have over $6 million. And most of that money is actually from the money producing more money through compound interest through that 9% every single year, all right? Now, the compound effect isn't just in money, it's in you as well. So for example, if you perhaps decided that for the next, let's just say for the next 3 years, you decided to eat, a slice of cake and some takeaway every single day for the next 3 years, you would see yourself compound. You would see yourself compound. You would see yourself compound in body fat. Okay, the body fat would compound on itself. It would be gains upon gains, because that's all compound interest is. It's gains on your previous gains, on your gains, on your gains, on your gains, on your gains. Okay, like it's, if you want to put it metaphorically, it's like having a snowball. And this is what Warren Buffett talks about a lot. And this is why his biography by Alice Schroeder, The Snowball, is called this, because compound interest is like getting a small snowball at the top of a really long hill, rolling the small snowball down the hill. And the longer the hill, the bigger the ball the snowball gets, because it gathers snow along the way. It compounds the snow. It rolls and picks up a layer of snow, and that layer gets wider, and it picks up more snow and more snow as it rolls down. So by the time it gets down to the bottom of a really steep hill, then it's big, it's huge, all right? So if you were to have takeaway and cake every day for 3 years, you'd be huge too, like a snowball. But if you were to say, perhaps walk 10,000 steps a day for 3 years, you would be lean. If you decided to read 10 pages of a personal development book for 3 years, you'd be a lot smarter. If you decided to put your money away into an account that compounded 9% every year and you kept adding to it, the snowball of money you would create would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until... Here's how powerful it is late in later years. It's so important to start early, because here's what happens. If, for example, you put it away, let's use that example of $1,000 a week into an account at 9% return on average every year for 30 years, over $6 million after 30 years, all right? But how about this? In the year 31, if you're going to earn 9%, okay, on $6 million, you know how much it is? 9% in that year 31? By you doing nothing but sitting down on a chair, doing nothing, in year 31, that $6 million would earn you $540,000 in a single year by doing nothing. So the bigger the snowball, the more powerful that compound effect is later in years. Okay, so that's why it's important to get started early. As Warren Buffett says, he says, find some snow, investing is like, effectively creating snowballs. Find some nice slushy snow, so good stocks or good investment portfolio or a good exchange-traded fund like the S&P 500 or the ASX 300, and invest some money and then push it down a really long hill. So it means leave it in there for a really long time and add to it and live a long life, because the steeper the hill, the bigger the snowball gets. That's why it's important to begin your money tree, plant your money tree as early as possible. Okay, save your money, create the seed and plant your tree today and leave it. In fact, add to it over time and don't touch it. You don't want to interfere with the compound effect. It becomes more powerful if you just leave it alone. That's why people that buy and sell and try and time buying and selling property, buying and selling shares, they interrupt the compounding effect. Because if you invest in shares or property and you sell, you have to pay capital gains tax on those gains. So you're actually doing anti-compound gains. It's the anti-compound interest, because you're paying a tax on those gains. Then you got to start again. Then you got to plant that particular amount of money in a different tree and then watch that grow. And if you chop and change and cut down your tree and replant it smaller every time, you're cutting down the tree or you're taking away the snow from the snowball and starting again. And that will have a big dramatic effect on your growth later. So that's why it's important to find a great asset, buy it, add to it, and don't touch it. And that's the power of compound interest. So what is this rule of 72? Why would I bring that up? Compound interest is such a powerful concept. Why do we need to learn about the rule of 72? Well, here, I want to give you this rule because it's quite a cool thing to know when you're trying to figure out how much your money is worth in the future, okay? So here's what the rule of 72 is. The rule of 72 allows you to do a quick calculation on how long it's going to take for you to double your money in an investment, all right, using the annual returns. So for example, every investment has an annual estimated return. Estimated meaning you don't know exactly what it's going to return for the year because those are unknown things, okay, because it's based on supply and demand. So for example, we know that treasury bonds at the moment would yield around 1.6% per year, okay? So that's like the most risk-free investment you can make is treasury bonds, okay? Where you're lending money to the government, they're giving you a bond. You get, if you were to put, let's say $1,000 and buy a bond, they're gonna give you 1.6% back, okay, from that, which is $10.60, all right? So that's what you get, a return on your $1,000. Not much, is it? It's not much at all. It's very minimal. $10 back on $1,000 is very minimal, all right? So it's you know, just a bit over 1%. So in fact, it's $16, not $10.60. $16 on $1,000 is 1.6%. So that asset gives you 1.6% a year. Now, stocks will give you about 9%. Property will give you about 8%. Okay, there are certain things out there, a diversified portfolio might give you 5 or 6 or 7, all right? So what happens is the rule of 72 will tell you how long it'll take for you to double your money depending on the annual return of your investment. So let's put it to the test. If you were to have a share portfolio, you put it into perhaps an exchange-traded fund or a managed portfolio or an index fund or whatever it might be, a first mortgage fund, okay, which we'll talk about on later episodes, but it was going to return to you 9% a year, okay, 9%. Here's how the rule of 72 works. 72 divided by 9, so you take 72 divided by the annual return of your investment, which is 9% in this case, so it's 72 divided 9 equals 8. And that tells you it's going to take you 8 years to double your money if you put it into that investment. So for example, if I was going to invest, let's use this as an example, $1,000 into treasury bonds. And let's say treasury bonds were, basically call it even 2%. Even if it's going to return us 2%, which is roughly usually what they do, okay, in normal interest rate environments, let's say it's 2%, then 72 divided by 2 is 36. It's going to take you 36 years to double your money if you put it into treasury bonds. My God, right? That's why they're riskless, because they don't have huge, high returns. That's why it's like, it's riskless returns. So the higher the risk, the higher the returns. So if you put it into stocks at 9%, it's going to double in 8 years. If you put it into treasury bonds at 2%, your money is going to double after 36 years. So you see how that's used? The rule of 72. So if you're going to put your money into property, it was going to produce 8% using the rule of 72. We do 72 divided by 8 equals 9 years. It's going to take your property 9 years to double in value. And that's where they get this whole thing, you know, it takes 10 years for the property to double, okay, in certain circumstances. It's because of that return compounded over that period of time. So the rule of 72 will give you a really good idea. If you're wondering how long it's going to take you to double your money, take 72, divide it by the annual interest rate or the annual return of your investment, it'll tell you, all right? So when it doubles, it'll double again in the same rate. Okay, that's a good quick litmus test for using compound interest and returns on investment. So I hope that's been helpful for you, the rule of 72. One thing before I leave you is really understand compound interest. I mean, I think back to my own personal experiences. When I bought Berkshire Hathaway, I think I put in like $250,000 over time. I was putting in like 10,000 here, 10,000 there, 10,000 here, 10,000 there into Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's company in the United States. It's a stock. Okay. It, Berkshire Hathaway owns about 70 businesses. Some are public companies, some are private businesses, but it's one of the top stocks. It's one of the most valuable companies in America, actually. It's worth about $500 billion, that particular company. So you can buy stocks in that company. Now, where I made a lot of money was when I started buying shares in Warren Buffett's company for $80. I was buying shares in Berkshire Hathaway B-class shares. And I would add to it all the time. Anyway, I probably put in $150,000, $200,000. Now, what happened is that stock went from $80 up to, I think I sold it about $187, okay? So 2.5-fold return, right? Two and a bit return. So I really more than doubled my money. I think I maybe cleared $250,000 profit out of that particular investment, because all I did was, in 2012, I was putting in 10,000 here, 10,000 there, and I left it in there, and the stock grew. So the compound interest over those years, I think I sold it in 2018, what's that, 6 years? Okay, it compounded on itself over and over again, over and over again. Plus, I was adding in more and more and more and more. So a very powerful effect, and the profits were tremendous, and it really helped me build the foundations of a $1 million portfolio. So that's how I've used compound interest in actual, you know, in stocks. And you can do it in property too. I mean, just the other day, my dad sent me a picture of a property in a local suburb here, quite a nice suburb. This particular person in 1981, so what's that, 40 years ago, they bought a block of land in this street for $500,000, okay, in 1981. 40 years later, they just recently sold it, and they sold it for $13 million, okay, $13 million. So have a think about that. It's, I mean, what's it, probably, you know, doubles goes to $1 million. They sold it for 13, so 26-fold return. 26-fold return, okay, from that. So 2,600%, okay, 2,600% return over that 40-year period, which is tremendous. It's great. So, you know, if you want to buy and hold property, that's where you make the money. You want to buy and hold stocks, that's where you make the money. You make it out of compound interest. And it, remember, it is the eighth wonder of the world, because it's where you actually find your money making money. You want to put your money to work, put it in there to work, and don't touch it. Let it go to work. It works 24/7, 7 days a week. It doesn't call in sick. It doesn't need to skill up. It just works, all right? That's how you get your money working for you. It's called compound interest. And Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, is a big fan of compound interest, right? And you should be too. I want you to go and experience compound interest. It's where you're getting gains upon your gains upon your gains from your money, all right? So if you haven't worked it out yet, there's plenty of things you can go and look at when it comes to compound interest, but I hope that's given you a bit more insight into why it's important when it comes to money, okay? So if you've got any questions about that, hit me up on Instagram, where it might be, and we can continue the conversation. But, you know, use the rule of 72 wherever you can. And I look forward to talking to you more about the compound effect in future episodes. All right, I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.